Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. Guys, I'm your host, Vanessa Green, and it is the 15th of December 2022. It is a public holiday starting tomorrow. It is the week before Christmas. It is the school holidays, and guys, the summer species are here. So before we get into this week's show, here's a little taste of what you can expect. On your offshore side, we've got Dorado, Tuna, Kuta being caught throughout the entire coastline. And if you are concerned about the rains over this past week that's been making the water a bit brown, don't stress too much, because we've got Brad that's been bending rods on the bottom fish, and he's going to tell us all about that later on. As for the rock and surf, well, the inedible action has certainly been dominating the scenes, but we have got reports where Jesse from Bolito, our prime KZN holiday destination, he has been bragging about fish that has been caught better than the last couple months. In fact, he is super excited. He's going to tell us all about that. As for the freshwater, well, in my case, it's been the bass all over the place, but there is still something for everyone. Now, we're going to get into all of that in this week's show. It is our pre-holiday Christmas show. It is going to be telling you exactly what you can expect over these next couple weeks. So, before we get into all of it, here's what we can expect from our sponsor, the Kingfisher, with their featured product for the season.
The Daiwa Saltest Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance. These are high-performing, durable reels. True Free Spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa, feel alive.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, just remember, the Kingfisher is open every day of these trading holidays, including Sundays. But please make sure to check out their trading hours on their social media sites or their website to see what times they will be open. So they are open every day except for Sunday, the 1st of January. All branches will be closed except for Salt Rock and Bolito. They will be open between 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. So Kingfisher is definitely there for you over this festive period. Whatever requirements you may need, they are the guys to go and see. So guys, let's kick off the show, starting off down the South Coast, as always, with Adam, who's got a very interesting report. Although the weather has been pretty rainy, wet, and the water being brown over the past few days, guys that have persevered have definitely got those rods bending. And Adam is going to be telling us all about that, with his area starting off from Port Edward, moving down to Ramsgate, into Margate, through to Yuvanga and Shirley Beach, and rounding off in Port Shepston. Here is Adam from the South Coast.
Good day, Vanesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. Guys, whether it's deep sea, rock and surf, or bass, I hope everyone is doing well. It is December time. The holiday makers are literally upon us, and things are going to be good. Vanesh, it's December time, so it's time for parties, fishing, and fun in the sun. But what the hell has happened? We've had so much rain over these last few days. It's unbelievable. And this rain was only predicted for the new year, so it's come a bit early. I do, however, think that it's going to be a bit of a late season, but I do still think the fishing's going to be good nonetheless. As we've seen the last few days, it's been very, very wet on the lower south coast, and I do know parts of Durban, it's been pretty much the same. So fishing has been a bit on and off, but the guys that are trying, it's definitely been on. Obviously, as they say, the best bait is the one that's been in the water. So, Vanesh, moving down to the South Coast, as we always start this little voice note podcast of ours, it's been fairly good. Moving over to Port Edward, there's been a few non-eds coming out that side, with the local angler and tour guide by the name of Ivan catching quite a few sharks down that side. There's been a few decent greys and tigers, as always, near Splash Rock. So if any of you holiday makers are keen for a non-ed, Splash Rock will definitely be the place to go. But that being said, Vinesh, we need to remember, with all this rain coming down, especially from inland and opening most of the rivers on the lower coast, there's a lot of brown water around, a lot of debris in the water. So trying to find an area where there's not too much of that hanging around will probably be a good thing. Places like Glenmore, Munster, where you haven't got major river systems pushing through. And a good example of that would be St. Mark's in Shirley Beach area, or Yuvango or Margate. So moving up a bit closer, I know Trafalgar's been a bit sanded up. Loads of sort of sand puffing up here and there. So it hasn't been too great in terms of rock and surf. But the guys are definitely still getting a couple of bream here and there. Glenmore's definitely been a bit of a spot that's firing the last few days. Guys are getting a couple of nice size shad, and as we know, the season is open, so guys are definitely targeting those big blue shad. I've seen a few bust sizes coming out recently from the 3 to 5 kilo range, weighed on a scale. So it's not just an estimate. As we know, fish get bigger with fishermen's tails, Vinesh. So there have definitely been a few good sized shad around. Carp have been a bit on the slow side though. However, there's been a few smaller snapper salmon. So as we know, those three teeth in the front of their mouth, there's been a few of them around. Guys targeting those ginger beer waters have been rewarded with that. Garrick have been a bit slow, so it hasn't seemed to be too much in terms of game fish. However, it's definitely been a non-ed week, as Stabell has always been a good spot for them. And as we know, and as we've seen on social media, there's been a few good sandies coming out there. Driven Bay and Chilli Beach, a couple of greys and sand sharks as well. So it's been a bit of a pick and mix, Vinesh, the last few weeks, I would say, down on the lower coast, from non-eds to edibles. It's been a bit topsy-turvy. I don't think it's going to be too great this weekend, but I could be wrong, as looking at the forecast for the weather, it doesn't look great. But again, it's just a forecast. Any day, on the day, we know what we can catch. I know the guys, deep sea-wise, have been doing really good. Bottom fishing has always been bottom fishing on the lower coast, so whether it be slingers, Scotchmen, Englishmen, definitely guys have been catching them. However, the Dorado have definitely made themselves known, and there's been a few local charter boats that have been caught, and on the private boats, Amberjacks and Yellowtail have definitely been around. So it's been, again, a bit of a pick mix for the deep sea guys, Vinesh. But as we know, it is holiday time, guys, so please welcome the holiday makers with open arms and help them out, especially if they just want to catch a cool stat or a striepie, so a blacktail or a carantine. Let's help them. So guys, looking at the weather just briefly, again, it's just a prediction. Thursday the 15th of the 12th, 2022. It's nearly Christmas time, Vinesh, but let's hit the weather. So early morning tomorrow, a southwester, very light at 13 k's an hour, 1.8 meter swell, which is a bit high, and a 9 second gap. So it's still definitely fishable. However, late afternoon, a slight southeasterly wind dropping into Friday morning, changing to a northeaster. So the wind does change direction fairly quick. And we're looking at about a 10k an hour wind on Friday morning, with the swell also dropping down to about 1.4, 1.3 meters. As we know, that northeaster is going to start blowing. However, Friday afternoon, the northeaster is busting to over 30 k's an hour. The swell is slightly picking up, but that's not too bad. Saturday, the wind changes again to a southwester, very light breeze early. However, the swell is still a bit high, with the gaps still very long. Saturday afternoon, a definite no-go, 40 k's an hour gusting, 2.6 meter swell, but blowing southwesterly, so that might just flatten the sea a bit and clean it up for us down on the lower coast. As we know, it has been very, very brown. Sunday, it's still much of a muchness. It's still pretty much the same, 2 meter swell. Monday and Tuesday, and that following week, does look very good if it doesn't change as it is. and Saturday morning looks to be the pick of the day. Maybe moving into Saturday afternoon if you can brave the wind. Bass side on our side, lower coast, Venetia has been fairly okay. Still loads of 500 grams to 1 kilo fish to be caught in the paddock area and Harding area. As you know, the popular colors, June bug, chartreuse tails, watermelon reds and green pumpkins doing the damage. There's been some few good fish also caught in the deeper waters. So our dams down here have been producing. But again, guys, look, it's holiday times. Guys coming down to the lower coast. Again, let me reiterate this. Let's open our arms. Let's welcome them. And let's have a warm welcome to the holiday makers. So guys, have an awesome weekend. Let's see those catches. Tight lines. Be safe. And please, if anything, if it doesn't feel safe to be on the rocks, don't be there. We don't want cases of guys being mugged, because there was another one recently this week and we definitely don't want to hear more of those. It is the silly season, so guys, keep an eye out, go and have a good time, get some good fish, and let's see those catches. Vinesh, take care.
Thank you so much, Adam. Always great to hear from you guys. If you are down the South Coast, make sure you give Adam a call and go and find out exactly where those right fishing zones are. As he mentioned, the fish are there. It depends on the weather. If the weather's good, the fish are biting. Even if the weather's not so good, if you persevere, South Coast has some bending rod activity for you. So Adam has been the one that's been providing us with that content over this past couple of weeks, and he's been 100% accurate. So yeah, Adam, thank you so much for that. Thank you for your contributions. We know it is that silly time. Guys, as Adam mentioned, the holiday makers are around. Let's show them the spoils that we have in KZN. Let's help the guys out and show them how we do it down here on the lower South Coast. Now moving on to Warner Beach and Amanzatoti, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher Branch, where he is talking about the summer fish that has made their appearance, especially on that inedible action. Guys, here is Gary Kingfisher, Warner Beach.
Morning, chaps. Gary at Kingfisher. Good morning to you all. The summer fish have arrived, the flatfish and sandies and stuff like that. There's been a few honeys coming out. The guy's trying for them, some browns. Shadow gotten a bit quieter along here, but I'm sure I can squeeze a few out here and there if I tried or could get to the water. Yeah, no sign of grunter yet on this side of the coast, but I certainly wish they would come. Yeah, so there's summer fish with big baits. You know, if there's no mackerel and red eyes, I know it's a pretty short supply down here by me anyway. You know, shad and that cutlet seeds and stuff with as good as anything, long as it's fresh. Or you just keep it in the fridge in a plastic bag, it'll last a few days with a shine and be as good as ever. Yeah, southerly wind came through about half an hour ago. The sea was very choppy and upside down this morning. So the southerly does its work, and then the first day of Easter again, should be fish around. Until next week then, go well.
Thank you so much, Gary. I'm glad to hear that summer fish are here. And guys, I can tell you, I have been seeing some of those images with those honeycombs from Gary's area, and they are huge. So make sure if you are chasing any of that inedible action, head down to Warner Beach. And yeah, that boardwalk area is certainly producing the fish. Now let's move on into Durban, where we are with Mike V, who's super excited. He sent me my report before I could even send him a reminder, because the fish has been on absolute fire at the moment. He's going to tell us all the species that are coming out and where they've been coming out from. And he is followed by Brad, who's got the offshore report of Durban.
How's it, bud? Yes, the angling was absolutely machined through the whole weekend. There was a lot of fish everywhere, from sand sharks to honeycombs to diamond rays, from the south coast to the north coast. There was a lot. Even Ellington Beach, all that side, folks got their fair share of bites, pulls, some long lost stories, some proper hidings this year. But yeah, there was some good inedible fishing. Edibles, there was a lot of big shad. Even we were at Seabells, a lot of big shad caught there on Saturday night, very late. Couple stumpies, couple grunters are around, and the oaks fishing for them are getting. I heard of a couple cobs that came out as well. In the bay, there's been some lovely grunters and snappers, salmon still. saw some lovely pictures of some kingies on artificial. Springer seemed to have gone a bit quiet. And the oak spinning off the bricks, I heard that a couple of guys got some snook and some kingies off the rocks as well. So, yeah, that is all starting to warm up again. Offshore, yellowfin tuna, Dorado, made an appearance. Kuta have been all over the place. Couple bonito here and there. So, yeah, that's also looking good. Bottoms have been a bit quiet. From the guys that I've spoken to, there's been a little bit of reds, a couple of rock bite, nothing major. It's all been on the game fish side recently. All right, cool, my bud. Hope you have a great one. Thanks.
All right, good day, guys. Brad here from Minsky Fishing Charters. Well, as we all know, the last week we've had a bit of rain. That has turned the sea into a little bit of dirty, muddy and horrible fishing conditions for the game fish, especially at the Durban side. The water temperature has dropped from 24, 25 down to 22 degrees. So over the last couple of days we've been bottom fishing. We managed to find a couple of keelback, some rock odds and the odd soldier slingers in between. So guys, until the water cleans up, I don't know how much game fish we're going to be getting. We need a couple of southwesters to clean the ocean up. But yeah, guys, tight lines.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Guys, all I can say is, you know, at the start of Mike's report, when your contributor tells you that the fishing has been absolutely machine over the entire week, you know it's going to be good stuff. And as Brad said, look, the water and the weather conditions has been a little bit trying. Yes, they've been getting fish off the bottoms. And when it clears up, they will be getting that game fish again. On the positive side about those weather conditions, we are at that period of the year where we can predict these weather conditions and we can plan our trips accordingly to make sure we have a higher strike rate when we are out there. Now moving on to the North Coast, we are kicking it off in Bolito and Salt Rock with Jesse, and he has probably one of his most exciting reports that he's had over the last couple weeks, possibly even over the last couple of months. Guys, this is Jesse from Kingfisher Salt Rock.
Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. We've had a massive week, guys. I can honestly say that we haven't had a week that I can get so hyped up about in a very long time. And I'm talking edibles, non-edibles. It's just been an incredible, incredible week. So most of it's been shore-based. There has been quite a bit offshore. But to be honest, I think most of the excitement and most of the guys kind of are paying attention to the rock and surf fishing. We've seen a ton of sandies coming out along the entire Natal coast, but specifically in the Salt Rock down to the Mercy area. And we've had multiple reports, not just a couple, guys. It's been massive. One of the best weeks for sandies that I've seen, I'm going to say, at least in the last 2 years. So, yeah, it's been good. We're getting a lot of fish in the 2 meter to 2.5 meter range, which equates to roughly 50 to about 80 kilos. There have been a couple bigger and they've been a lot smaller, but that is the bulk of it. The guys are throwing mackerel baits, red eye baits, just getting a bait out there. You don't need to throw that far, especially if you're fishing on the North Coast in the Bolita area where you're fishing the rocky ledges most of the time, and those fish do tend to come in quite shallow. So even the guys that are struggling to cast a slightly bigger bait have been doing quite well on that. Apart from the sandies, there have been a good couple of inedibles in the mix, like your diamonds. There's been some guys that, for not really knowing what they're hooking into, but the stories that they're coming through with are they can really only be big honeycombs. So that's quite nice as well. It's just a really good indication of the amount of species that are around. The summer species are just going to be phenomenal this year. And so apart from that, as far as edibles are concerned, the guys are still catching one or two shad, but we haven't had a massive run on those. But the guys are using shad as bait. If you can get a fresh shad and put out a shad head for a diamond or a honeycomb or try that as well, I'd say definitely just give it a shot. There are a lot of shad bycatchers, so even if you are putting out a bait for something else, there's a possibility of hooking into a nice shad to use as bait as well. Even shad cutlet baits, really good for sandies. And then Yeah, on the smaller edible side, we've got a couple of bronze bream. There have been one or two stumpies around, but most guys are now, even if they're not really clued up with the inedibles, they are trying their best to take a look at catching a sandy, because I'll be honest, if you can't catch a sandy now, there's something wrong. It is really that good. So most guys have been concentrating on that. It's nice to get their arms stretched a little bit. And then moving to offshore, it's been really decent there as well. And when I say decent, mainly Dorado, there's been a lot of snook around, a couple of really big tuna. I mean, when I say big tuna, I saw one really big one that I'm assuming is in the region of about 36 to 38 kilos. And then a couple of fish up to 20 kilos, a couple of nice Dorado as well. As I said last week in the salmon comp, there was a fish of, I think it was 18.6. And there's been a couple others, not that big, but there and thereabouts. And then snook, the guys are catching quite a few. Eric got had a really nice haul of four decent snook on it was the beginning of this week, and all caught on daisy chain. So the daisy chain guys have asked for their knowledge to be spread a little bit, and they see the guys puzzling out there and struggling, and it's nice to share some tricks and tips. And the guys have really been exploring the different avenues when it comes to snook. You know, you can always go out there and throw a spoon and pull a little strike fry or a crystal minnow, but it's nice to do something different. The guys on their daisy chains have been doing really well. So yeah, that's about that. And other than that, there's been a lot of cob around, a lot of dogger on the boat. So it's been one of those things where it's late season fish. We normally get them this time of the year, but definitely not as wild as they are now. And some really big fish as well, especially the guys up north, Tugela side, even up to Richards Bay. So yeah, guys, it's been good. Get out there, let us know what's happening, and we'll see what happens next week. Thanks so much.
Wow, Jesse, what a fantastic report. Guys, even if you're a novice angler, as Jesse was saying, even if you really don't know what you are doing with that inedible action, you cannot miss a sandy. With a run like that being the best in the last 2 years, I can honestly say Belito, Salt Rock, those areas are going to be my destination over this next couple of weeks, especially over this holiday period where the work slows down a little and we got a little more time to fish during these midweek breaks. Guys, that was Jesse from the Kingfisher Belito Brunch. If you want further information, because I know you're going to be heading out there to get your rods bending on that inedible action, make sure you pop into the Kingfisher Salt Rock. Go and say huzzah to Jesse. Get some of that fresh bait, and he will tell you exactly which rock to go and stand on. So, guys, that is our report for Belito Salt Rock and those surrounding areas. Now, moving on to Mtinzini Banks. We are with Nick with this week's fishing report.
Oh, morning, Vanessa. I've just got back from the park marking. We painted 7 car parking bays out so that the boats coming off the beach can sort of turn without being hindered by motor vehicles. Why we've been doing that is Kabanti Construction brought a bulldozer, and they sponsored the bulldozer, and they pushed the sandbag on the ramp, and we had a very steep last bit on the ramp. But you had to drive through a little bit of a ditch to get to it. So a lot of guys are struggling to get their boats off the beach. We've now made a long flat ramp with no bumps in it. And the run is a lot softer. But yeah, we're very thankful to Kabanti Construction. Not only does it benefit even village, it benefits our visitors, emergency services, as well as the community. A big uptick to Kabanti Construction. Yeah, first lot of kuta came in. I believe we caught in the Harry's area. So I think this weekend, I know a lot of guys are going out tomorrow and next week Tuesday. Still a lot of bottoms about, but it's nice that the guys are catching game fish here at last. Moving on to the beach, one gentleman in town, 3 nights in a row. Well, not nights, there's been a lot of fish now. Evenings in a row. He caught shad of about 4 kilos, just one. And one night he got a 6 kg cob and a 4 kg shad. He was fishing with the sardines, So, yeah, no rocket science there. The guys that came off the beach this morning while I was working down the bottom got some small shad, small shells. Although they enjoyed themselves, there were five of them. They were a bit disappointed in the size of the fish. So it seems like the bigger fish seem to be coming out in the evenings, late afternoons and in the mornings. Most mornings, one of those five guys has been down there and has only caught little shad. And the river is picking up now. The water isn't sort of so sandy. Fish are coming back up, moving further up the river. When we have a lot of rain, you can actually see the sand particles floating in the water. And you can imagine, you know, it can't be very comfortable for the fish to have all this sand going over their gills. So we think that's why they move up river to the mouth area, or possibly even out to the shallow reefs that are in front of the mouth. All in time for the holidays. Now let's see what happens. Good luck for everybody over there. Holidays, drive safely, don't rush, just take it easy.
Thank you so much, Nick. Looks like you were really busy with all that construction going on, so big up to the guys that put that together. Guys, Intanzini is really making it convenient for you, especially when you're taking that boat down. It is nice, a lot more easier to launch, it's safer to park, and much more comfortable grounds to be out fishing. As for that cooter and bottom fish on the bite, glad to hear that there's some activity out there and on your rock and surf. Big shad, but more so in the evenings. Nick, thank you for that report. It is absolutely fantastic, and I'm glad to hear that Intanzini being one of the prime destinations points for these holidays in KZN is ready for these holiday makers. So guys, that rounds off Intanzini. Moving on to Richards Bay, we are with Ali, who's also been exceptionally busy, as everyone in the industry has been over this past couple of weeks, more so now that holidays are upon us. But this is her report that she managed to get out for us, and guys, it's another whopper of a report.
Good morning, Vinesh. Sure, it's almost Christmas and everyone wants to go fishing, but where to go? With the school holidays and festive holidays, the beaches are extremely full and packed with people, but it doesn't mean you can't go fishing. On the main beach, you can drive up the short pier and put out a few rods, or on Pelican Island at the back. There are plenty of salmon and snapper being caught, as well as some kingfish and blacktail. Deep sea anglers had a bit of a rough week because of weather we had, but some boats still managed to go out and find some doorings and yellowfin tuna. The water was extremely dirty, which made it hard to target any game fish, but a bit more shallower, around the 12 meter reefs. There were a few salmon and rubber lips being caught, as well as some slingers, but let's hope this week's weather gets a bit better. But that's all for now. Thanks guys, and touchlines. Sending you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye guys.
Thank you so much, Ellie. Another great report as to what we can expect for this Christmas period. Looks like Richards Bay has enough areas to go out. Have a great day, weekend, or even an entire festive season. There are enough spots to go out and get those rods bending. Now to round off our saltwater report, we are with Jeff Ashwood, who's given us a report of St. Lucia and Cape Vital.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from Legacy Charter St. Lucia. Sadly, not too much report again. There have been reports of the odd dory here and there, and the odd wahoo on two bonnies, but nothing spectacular. At Vital, I was at Vital the other day. Out of the six boats that were washing their boats at the wash bay there, there was only two Dorado on the cleaning basins. So that should give you an idea that fishing's a bit tough at the moment, but just like all fishermen, we're always optimistic, and tomorrow's another day, and hopefully the fish come big time. Until the next fish, everybody, be safe.
Thank you, Jeff. Yes, looks like not too much to report on, but there has been a few bending rods on the dories and wahoos. Yes, we will certainly be keeping our fingers crossed with the weather turning into our favor. So guys, that rounds off our KZN saltwater report. Now moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg, and this is his report for this past week.
Hey guys, Jan here from Kingfisher and Pietermaritzburg. So, after the slight reprieve in the weather, as mentioned in last week's report, it seems that the weather gods above decided to take their revenge and throw down some heavy stuff. Rainfall figures shot up through the roof over the last week, with the Central Midlands getting thumped with 130 mm plus over the weekend. Both Albert Falls and Midmar dams that were brimming in at around 98% or so, leapt over the top of the wall at the start of the week. So a good place to be in, but hey, as I said, that even the farmers are saying enough is enough. Seems like the bass anglers are coming back out of the woods, and there have been some great fish reported recently. However, as I say, no pictures, no proof, so I guess we'll have to wait for those. With water levels rising where they are, the margins are flooded, and bass are moving into the shallows and chasing bait fish and also frogs. Tilapia and carp are in full spawn in the dams, and midmar is apparently also fishing really well. I read some tips from a local comp angler, Johnny Walls, that he says attributed to his securing the season win in the KZN Small Craft Bass League. So here's Johnny's top tips. Keep your lure color selection really simple. Dark, natural, bright or flashy. Don't overthink it, he says. And the top tip of all is keep your hooks sharp on the water. Check those constantly. When you get a bite, you want that hook to dig deep. The bottom line is, keep it simple. Thanks again, Johnny, for those tips. It seems that the stormy weather of last week and rain has also kept the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers off the waters, as there have been only a handful of returns from both the Stillwater and the river. One of the Stillwater reports notes that the water is warm, sitting at around 20 degrees C or so, and one of the other reports mentioned being chased off by a hailstorm. Well, I guess that pretty much sums it up for summer fishing. With the Moya and the Bushman's rivers pretty much blown out over the last week, I have a couple of river reports that have come in from the Umgeni in the Dargle Valley. Fish of 11 to 13 inches, that is 28 to 30 centimeters, were reported being caught on a caddis dry fly, which is great news. The angler also reported that the river is somewhat warm, also sitting at around 18 degrees C. From Sterkfontein, I reported last week that things have certainly been looking up, which was mentioned by guide David Weaver. And this week he writes, big skies, big yellows, and big smiles after a successful weekend guiding one of our local Peter Maritzburg lady anglers, Felicity Riley. As long as the weather stays stable, Sterkfontein is a world-class sight fishing venue for small and largemouth yellowfish on the dry fly. So guys, just a short report this week. There's been way too much water around falling from the sky. In the meantime, I hope you guys are writing up your Christmas tackle wish list and getting it sorted out for Santa. And so do pop into the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you so much for that report, Jan. Yes, not too much to report because of the weather conditions. But yes, I really appreciate you telling us what we can expect on those dam levels when we get out there. And more than anything, I really appreciate your advice on those topwater lures. I personally haven't caught too many bass on topwater, so every bit of advice helps. And guys, that is what the show is about, getting correspondents like Jan advising us on, improving our strike rate when we are out there. So, Sterkfontein, looks like that is certainly one of my bucket list destinations over this holiday period. Looks like there is some fish out there, and I hope to get my rod bending on that one as well. Guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. It has been another interesting one, another exciting one. Certain areas like Balito peaking on that inedible action. In fact, well, that sand shark's better than it has been over the last 2 years. Down the south coast, those blue flag beaches without the difficult weather conditions has certainly been producing the fish. As for Durban, as long as we can brave that E. coli levels or have those levels come down, guys, there is fish over there. And as for freshwater, well, yeah, better days, better fish. You know, we cannot get a fish if our line is not in the water, so make sure you get out there. Guys, this is our Angler News Fishing Report. Like we said at the start of the show, it is the school holidays. It's the week before Christmas. It is that time of the year where we can just take a step back from the daily routine of life and work and deadlines and get out there and enjoy the spoils our coastline has to offer. And with that being said, it is also the season of giving, so make sure you go down to Kingfisher and get your fishing buddy something that, you know, really special for being there and supporting you over this year or the season or whatever it may be. But and apart from giving those gifts, guys, we got the holiday makers coming along. Let's give them a good time. Let's show them how we do it down here on KZN, you know, what we can expect. Let's treat them the way we would be expected to be treated when we fish one of their, you know, freshwater dams, for example, if we were to get out there and not really know what we are doing, but we still want to create a good memory. Guys, we have the ability to do that. These are our local waters. This is our backyard, you know, and these are our visitors. So let's keep our beaches clean, as I always say, and let's treat our visitors with the kind of respect we would expect to get ourselves. So guys, that rounds off our show. I am Vinesh Sugreem for Angler News South Africa, and as always, remember, keep those fishing area tidies, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.